Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
If there is one guest that I wish we never had to talk to, it's our next guest. Not that I don't love you, Teresa, but it's just like, it would be nice if you did not have to track everyday recalls that seem to be happening at an alarming rate. Teresa Murray is a consumer watchdog with the Public Interest Research Group, and this time it's 64 meat products. What's up?
Yeah, when I don't take it personally that you don't, you prefer not to talk with me as often as you do, but that's okay. Yeah, so what we've got today, and this actually affects folks in Illinois, is the company Behrmann Meat and Processing. And right now it's at 64 products, but the USDA said they expect the list to grow much longer. And it involves at least 87,000 pounds of all kinds of meats and cheese items that may be contaminated with Listeria, which is a really nasty bacteria that you just don't want to mess with. And a lot of the items are ready to eat, which is more concerning because a lot of times if meat contains Listeria and we cook it, it kills the bacteria. But if the products are ready to eat, then we're obviously not cooking them. And so it can be really serious, particularly for kids and the elderly, anybody with fragile medical conditions, and also for pregnant women. It can be a big issue. Listeria can cause miscarriages and stillborn births. So this is not something to mess with.
So when I went to their website, Behrmann Meat and Processing, which is Behrmann, they sell those party trays, which is because I thought, How could cheese have it too? But it's because the meat and cheese trays are obviously packaged together and they come with crackers, and that's an issue.
Yes, and I think the party trays are effective for two reasons. One, because cross-contamination with Listeria is really easy. And then also, some of the cheese products, they actually contain like little bits of pork and some of the meat that is involved. But Listeria bacteria just spreads really easily. That's why a lot of times, if you have it at like a deli counter, then like the whole thing is just trashed big time.
And as Teresa has pointed out before, by the way, this is Teresa Murray. She is a consumer watchdog. She's with the Public Interest Research Group. As you've pointed out before, that it's something that we should know about right away. But these products were made between July 7th and September 9th. We're coming up on the end of September. It's likely you probably already consumed it in maybe July or August or earlier this month. Have people gotten sick?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things that the FDA and the USDA point out is how important it is to kind of just, for all of us, to pay attention to what we eat and if we get just something that we think is a stomach bug. Because the FDA and the USDA say all the time that, you know, right now we know there are about 128,000 cases of illnesses caused by food contamination every single year. But that's just the ones that get reported. They know doggone well that it is a multiple of that because the vast majority of cases don't get reported. So in this case, if you had like a party tray and you had a bunch of people over for, say, a July 4th party or a Labor Day weekend party, and then a whole bunch of people at your party got sick and you're like, oh, hey, something, you know, happened, then that would be really easy. But a lot of times it's not quite that obvious. But it really is important, especially if more than one member of your household gets sick, to report that to the health department, because that's how the regulators and the authorities track this stuff sooner. And I mean, and it's also to the point that we've talked about before, just how common that food recalls are. I mean, we're getting an average of basically one a day. Okay.
Right.
And some of them are involving like food allergies. So if you don't have a peanut allergy, then you may not care about those ones. But a lot of them can affect us, or they could affect loved ones because they're in one of the more vulnerable age groups. And it's really important for us just to pay more attention and keep an ear on the news, and especially if you are in fragile health. But people have got to be their own advocate. I mean, they can't wait for somebody to come to them and, you know, send them an email or get a notice, a text message from the grocery store. Hey, you might have bought something last week. I mean, it takes all of that, but people have to be their own first line of defense. I mean, the one interesting thing, an idea that's been proposed, and I guarantee you that we will see this in the years ahead. I don't know how many years, but we should have it right now, doggone it, is if products, in addition to like the UPC barcodes and, of course, all of the nutritional information, if they had a QR code. So, like, if in this case, if Behrmann Meats has meat products and cheese products that are being recalled, and the USDA has already said, we will be adding more products to this list. Well, what are you supposed to do? You know, refresh the website every 5 minutes? But if you had QR codes on products, you could go to your refrigerator and scan it with your phone and in real time find out if something that you bought yesterday or last week or last month that you get out of the freezer, you could find out in real time whether that food item has been recalled. And the other thing that would help be helpful here is like food pantries and soup kitchens and stuff, you know, they don't have the sophisticated equipment to try and figure out whether which food items have been recalled because Lord knows there's enough of them. Right. But if we had QR codes, it would just be so helpful in so many ways. And I really do look for the food packaging industry and the entire food manufacturing industry to gravitate to this in the years ahead.
It has become so prevalent. It seems like there is a daily recall that WGN Radio, we added it to our website. So if you go to WGN Radio or you're always thinking like, what's on the recall list today? It's right there. We post it. We update it daily because it seems like this is happening daily. And when I had you on last week, I forget what was recalled last week because every week it's something different. Somebody said, hey, Mariano's was really on it. I got a text immediately. They said, hey, you purchased this. Please do not consume it. Return it for a full refund. And I appreciate that, but that doesn't always happen. So with President Biden talking about changing the labeling on food products, and it's more about, you know, getting obesity in check and getting the nation healthy, why wouldn't there be a campaign to say, hey, what's most important is put that QR code on the front of every package so that we know what we're eating is safe?
Yes, I mean, that's something that we are advocating for, as are a lot of other nonprofits, because it's just in the best interest of consumers. But, you know, let's be real. It's not easy. It's not something that food packagers can shift over to overnight. And, of course, they're going to go kicking and screaming. But if they care about their customers, then you would think they would do it. I mean, I don't know about you, but if I had a choice of two identical products, whether it's lettuce or meat products or whatever, and one has a QR code that I can find out if there's a problem and the other one doesn't, I'm going to buy the one with the QR code.
Teresa, I went and bought a pumpkin at a farm stand yesterday, and they had a QR code instead of an honor box. So instead of stuffing your dollars in the little metal box, she had a QR code so I could Venmo her the money, and it worked beautifully. So if a person with a wagon selling pumpkins that their kid picked can do that on the side of the road, I think we can somehow manage it. And I'm with you. Tell us how we can help, because I think that would be ideal. Thank you so much for joining us. Once again, it's Behrmann Meats, right? 64 meat products recalled. Listeria is the issue.
Yes, and the list is growing, so stay tuned. Stay tuned to WGN's website so you can keep up with it.
Teresa Murray, Consumer Watchdog with the Public Interest Research Group, and it is posted right there at WGNradio.com. Hey, coming up, Bill Snyder. He's been the producer for Tom Skilling for 25 years. He's going to update us on everything you need to know about Hurricane Ivan. By the way, we have that on our website as well. We're tracking it live. That comes up after Lauren's newscast on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.